From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama is scheduled to wrap up the North American summit in Mexico later today. NPR's Claudine Abade reports.
The president arrived in Guadalajara last night and met with Mexico's president and Canada's prime minister. Mr. Obama plans to meet again with President Felipe Calderon and Prime Minister Stephen Harper later this morning in a more formal setting. Last night, the three leaders met for dinner and casual talks. By summit standards, this is one of the briefest, just one evening and a half day of talks. But the list of issues being discussed is significant: trade, immigration, security, drug violence, and climate change. The three are expected to hold a joint press conference early this afternoon ahead of their departures. Claudine Abade, NPR News, Washington.
Iraq's northern city of Mosul is swept by another day of violence, while in the Iraqi capital, early morning bombs targeted day laborers at two sites. More than 40 people have been killed and close to 200 injured. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
Mosul is Iraq's second largest city. It's still a place of hardline militants who challenge the government's claims of security improvements and hardline politics. There's a power struggle between Sunni Arabs and Kurdish political factions. In this combustible mix, a small village north of Mosul was the target at 4 this morning. A pair of truck bombs brought down almost all the houses in the village of Khazna. The villagers are Shobaks, a small minority group who may have been targeted over politics or religion or both. In Baghdad, early morning explosions were directed at men looking for day jobs. The bombs went off a half hour apart in Shiite neighborhoods in the capital. The attacks follow a string of bombings on Friday, a reversal of July's downward trend of violent death. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Two typhoons have hit Asia, killing dozens of people, leaving hundreds missing and forcing nearly 1 million people to flee to safety. Typhoon Morakot hit China, the Philippines, and Taiwan, where authorities say an estimated 400 people remain unaccounted for in a mountainous village that was struck by a mudslide. Elsewhere across Taiwan, another 51 people are reported missing. The storm set off Taiwan's worst flooding in 50 years and killed 14 people there. At least another 22 died in the Philippines. At least one person, a child, died in China. Meanwhile, in Japan, Typhoon Ito slammed into the western coast today, killing 12 people in raging floodwaters and landslides. Police say 10 others are missing. Oil prices hovered near $71 a barrel in Asian trading today as the dollar strengthened and worries about high oil inventories helped counter earlier gains. Benchmark crude for September delivery rose 1 cent to $70.94 a barrel. This is NPR News. In the week ahead, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and his fellow policymakers will be taking stock of signs of an improving economy. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Tomorrow, the Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee will start 2 days of meetings to reassess the economic outlook and its monetary stimulus strategy. It will issue a policy statement Wednesday afternoon. Fed watchers do not expect it to signal any change in its interest rate target or overall credit stance. The Fed is expected to again say rates are apt to stay exceptionally low for an extended period. The meeting will coincide with reports on productivity tomorrow and the trade deficit Wednesday. Thursday, the Commerce Department will announce July retail sales, a key gauge of vitally important consumer spending. Friday, the Fed will issue its report on industrial production, measuring output by factories, mines, and utilities. And the Consumer Price Index is expected to show low inflation. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
According to budget documents and agency records, the Obama administration plans to do even less environmental cleanup than the often criticized Bush administration. But Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California told the Associated Press that the only thing that matters is that the sites get cleaned up regardless of who the president is. The documents and records show that in President Obama's first 2 years in office, the Environmental Protection Agency expects to begin the final phase of cleanup at fewer Superfund sites than in any administration since 1991. That means it'll finish work at 20 sites in 2009 and 22 sites in 2020. I'm Carl Castle in Washington.